I guess I'm just getting open, catching the balls that are thrown to me and making something happen. I mean, that's all I can do is just do what's expected of me and get myself open and be, you know, an outlet for Eli to hit. And, you know, but it's not just about me. It's about this team getting on the same page and us clicking on all the chords and getting this offense back on track.
Do you still believe in this team, Victor, and believe that this team can be a playoff team?
100%. 100%. I think, you know, we have the same guys in here that won a Super Bowl a couple years ago and that, you know, understand what it takes that to win games and to be in that position to make the playoffs and excel during the playoffs. So I definitely think we have that in this locker room, and I definitely still believe.
Victor, when you see the NFC East, I mean, if you guys win this week, Dallas loses to Denver, you just won a game out. I mean, do you look at that?
Absolutely. I mean, we're realists in our division, and we understand what's in front of us, and we understand there's still a shot. You know, we're not completely out of this thing. We just have to, you know, believe that wholeheartedly throughout this entire team, and we can definitely accomplish our goals.
Wait, what are the things, if you win one game, you feel like you guys start feeling better?
I think so. Once we get that first one under our belt, I think it'll start going in the right direction. But that's what it is, man. That's the key, is getting that first one and then going from there.
With Victor, do you have any second thoughts about maybe second-guessing Coach Carr?
I'm moving forward. I'm not talking about that anymore. I'm moving forward to this week. We got Philadelphia Eagles coming up, and I'm excited about this challenge.
How frustrating is it for you guys, knowing you have so many weapons, especially on offense, that you just haven't gotten a chance to really get going?
It's frustrating a little bit, obviously, because we know we're used to putting points on the board and being a high-powered offense, guys scoring from left and right. So, you know, we're usually accustomed to that, and it's just not happening for us. So it's a little frustrating, but we just got to keep playing, keep plugging away, and we know that breakthrough is right around the corner for us.
Victor, in your mind, what are the one or two key positives that you believe this offense can build on to get where it needs to go?
I think it's got to be in the passing game. I think that's where we always do our best, and that's where we excel, is in the passing game with myself, Ruben, and Hakeem. We feel like it's on us. I mean, each and every week, we always put it on us to be dominant and to be, you know, as consistent as possible. And we haven't been doing that. We kind of been up and down, myself included, in certain games. And we just got to be all on one accord. And I think that's definitely one of the areas we can improve on to get better.
Victor, home game, Eagles, divisional game, a lot on the line this week to get back in the picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge one for us. I mean, everything that happened in the past is over. As Coach Coughlin said, the first quarter of our season is over, and we just got to move forward and see how we can get better in the second quarter and moving forward. So we're excited for this opportunity, man. It's, you know, with everything that's gone wrong this season, we're still in the position to, you know, be in the hunt for our division and potentially win our division if we went out and continue to play our games and win these ball games.
But you got to play better. I mean, all this math, all the stuff looking at the schedule, nothing matters if you don't play better as a team.
I agree. Nothing matters if we don't win ball games. And if, you know, we can look at the scenarios as much as we want, none of those are going to come true if we don't win a ball game and kind of take it from there. So we understand what's in front of us. We understand the challenge, and we're going to fight to continue to do better.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like at home against Philadelphia?
It's going to be exciting. I mean, Giants fans, this is what, you know, they love division games. They love rivalry games, and Philly's one of those for us, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be intense. The fans are going to be cheering, and they understand how big this game is for us, and, you know, we're excited. We're excited to play well in front of our home fans.